the liquid or blood or whatever.
Okay. How about if you were shot with a bullet? You'd say you suffered a bullet
wound.
Now, do you remember, you don't see as much of this now as you used to, but people would get, when a wound didn't heal right, there'd be that white granular stuff around it.
Yeah, that's called a pus as far as I know.
This is stuff they used to have to sometimes burn off with alum.
Yes.
Called prout.
Prout fresh.
Yeah. And what about that brown stuff you used to put on?
I believe it's called iodine.
Yeah, that's right. And how about the stuff that you used for malaria? Well, they didn't have much malaria up here, I guess.
Oh, no.
But it was also used in tonics.
It seemed like it was, wasn't acidity, was it?
That's a belt and things they used to wear around their necks.
Yeah, yes.
The horrible smell of things.
That was right, and the digitatis and...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of something either that they would, it's bitter, they'd give you either powder or capsules, and they were real bitter.
Oh, quinine.
Yeah. And then, did you have any kind of crude names? If there was some mean person that was not well-liked at all in the neighborhood, and that person died, and a kind of rough expression they might use, say, old so-and-so,
well, I've heard so many expressions on that, and I was trying to pick out more of my own with them people out here to defend themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. How about either kick the bucket or peg
well,
down?
Yeah, yes, that's a common expression, to kick the bucket.
Okay. And if someone died and they still didn't know the reason, they say he died about a week ago, but they still haven't figured out what he...
What he died of, or an autopsy wasn't performed,
okay.
Or whatever.
And a place where a person's buried is a...
A sepulcher, or a graveyard,
or
a cemetery.
Okay, and then the box the body's put in is...
Oh, it's called a coffin or a casket, mm-hmm. And they do have a box sometimes.
Okay. Is there a difference between a coffin and a casket?
Difference in the material I think they're built out of.
Okay.
I think a casket is kind of a composition, you know, it's mm-hmm. pressed wood or something.
Okay, and after, when they take the body out to the cemetery, they call that procession the...
Yeah, funeral procession.
All right, and if the people used to, they all would wear black.
Yes.
They call that the family.
Mourning.
Yeah, and then if someone, on a nice day, you know, day, somebody comes to you and says, how are you? And you say,
Fine, or else if he's droopy,
yeah.
He can say, I felt droopy today. I felt awful droopy this morning.
Awful droopy this morning, okay. And if someone says, if someone's troubled about something, you say, everything will be all right, don't
worry.
Okay, and do you remember that disease that they had years ago, you don't see much of anymore, where children's throats would swell up?
I'd have croup or mumps.
Worse than that, and they would sometimes die from this.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, and sometimes this is a liver ailment that would cause a yellowing of the skin.
Oh, that's jaundice.
Yeah, and if the if you had a pain down in one of your sides, I can't remember, never remember which one it is, the right side.
You'd have an appendix, I believe.
And you'd be having an attack.
Appendix attack, yes.
Did you ever say appendicitis?
Yes, appendicitis.
Did you ever hear that called cramped colic or locked
colic? Yeah, well, I've heard that expression, but I didn't know it had to do with the appendix.
Okay.
That put me in mind of when a guy the other day, I'll tell you this, and it won't be bad.
That's right.
Said, anyhow, this guy was a doctor, and he said he... A lady come to him, and he took her tonsils out, and then he removed her appendix, and then he said he married her. He said, what'd you marry for? He said, you want to put something back.
Okay. Okay.
He was in his right mind. He was a doctor.
That's right. He knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
How about if you ate something that didn't agree with you, and then it came up, you'd say you
had... I had vomit, crazy, or well...